So I am going to cut to Carrick.
Okay.
It doesn't... After the crashing of plates and stuff, and then out on the street, hearing lightning and things go off, doesn't take too long for you to be like, yeah, and then seeing the berserkers kind of come in, and like, you're the one that's up, so they come to you first, telling you what had happened. And it's after a little bit through the ruckus that Longfellow comes down the staircase in a night robe and is like, what the hell is going on?
It appears Commander Kleen has taken the princess out of the city. Or is trying to.
You can kind of see his face just stonewall for a second. Then we move ahead. Follow them. Take what you need now, and make sure you don't lose their track.
It will be done.
Do it quickly, quietly, and there's kind of a hesitation for a moment. And kill him if you need to as well.
It will be done. And he'll start heading towards his room.
Okay. So you kind of go about that?
Get suited up with my equipment. Everything else set to go.
So, you guys can get down through Outer Serenity before the sun starts to finally start coming up. But it's very much just like moving at breakneck speed, trying to get out of the city very quickly.
I'll be able to take a horse.
Huh?
A horse.
Yeah, Carrick would be.
Okay. Yeah. We're trying to be stealthy.
Yeah, it started off as like, we gotta get out of here quick. Or quick and quiet.
Now it's like,
and
oh,
then
shit.
It was like, oh fuck, 10 spiritual weapons.
time to yeet street. Okay, so we were at Serenity. The next closest town would be Badir.
Ha!
Oh my.
Okay. So are we going to keep pushing? We're gonna keep pushing through the day? Just to travel?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, I don't like what was going on back there. I want to keep... You look like shit. We need to find some place to be okay.
Okay, so it'll take about 7 days to get from Serenity to Badir.
Cool.
6 to 7 days. If by foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I need survival checks. So you can either help him or he can help you.
Well, I've got a plus one.
I got a minus one.
Okay.
Good.
So he can help me.
Looking good.
Has the kid help? Like, where the fuck are we?
It's like,
that way.
I was taught maps.
I know what a map is.
I know what a map is. Don't look at me.
It's a 19.
Oh, good, you're not lost.
Yeah.
So your first, I will say the first leg of your journey, the first day, you kind of stay on track. Carrick, I need you to make either, well, tracking would be survival.
Yep.
So survival check for me.
Fifteen?
Yeah, you can. It takes a little bit, but you are probably half day's travel behind them.
Oh, actually, with my finder's goggles. No, I don't have it. Never mind. Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, you can keep about half day's. Keep up with them for about halfway behind. But you're going to be like about half day's behind them.
Okay.
But you can follow the tracks pretty well. The first day is kind of uneventful. I think we should keep pushing on. If you can do it, I can carry whatever you need me to do. And anything, just...
I'm good. I packed very light.
Okay, well, that's fine. And he kind of just like shifts that. You can see that he is a giant ass pack. So he's like... Okay.
Do you need me to pick up anything?
It weighs 3 times as much as you, so...
I can lift a little bit off of it, at least.
Let's continue on, and I'll let you know if that's needed.
Okay.
But thank you. I appreciate it. You're not going to stop for the night, I'm assuming.
No. I'm fine with...
Pushing through.
We need to get as far away from...
This boy, yeah.
From Serenity. We don't know that he's following us, correct. But we need to get as far away from Serenity.
Okay, survival check it with advantage. Because he's gonna help. He's like, I'm out of my head.
That's a 17.
Okay, you guys push on. I need you both to make constitution saving throws, though, as you run through the night. +4, by the way.
Okay.
Jesus.
A 13.
Fucking dirty 30.
Damn, boy!
He's a healthy boy.
Yeah.
Sort of.
He don't look like it right now, but he is.
What was yours?
13.
13. You have one level of exhaustion.
That's fine.
Oh, wait. No, it's a D10. So yeah, you're fine.
Ah.
No, it's a, not a D10. It's a DC 10. I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Sounds right.
Sounds right. Because it gets increasingly harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're fine. You're just tired.
Cool.
As you guys run through another night.
Yes.
But keep on track.
Yes.
Another survival check.
17.
Oh my god.
I'm with
advantage because he's helping.
I thought you were exhausted. You're not.
Nope.
Keep on pushing through. So, Jules, I need you to roll D6 for me. As you guys kind of are traveling, you realize that the ground is becoming a little bit more rocky and sandy now.
5.
And percentile dies.
46.
You see, about midday, as you guys are kind of romping around. Probably about... You see 2 of them. In the distance, kind of off more northerly, where there's a little bit more rocky sands coming up. 2 kind of shambling, like, people. They seem to, they notice you? No, they just keep passing by, but you guys are, like, kind of running parallel with them at the moment.
Yeah.
And you're like... You kind of just feel Xander's hand kind of pull you closer.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe let me put myself between you and them.
Yeah.
But yeah, you watch as they kind of shamble forward.
Yay.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask Xander, what were they?
Honestly, I have no idea. I can check if you'd like.
Sure.
Pop one of these divine senses off. He kind of watches his eyes kind of glow over for a second. And he kind of pretty much just grabs you by the shoulder and like pushes you away and just kind of like, we're gonna move a little bit further away. They're demons, so let's not.
Okay. Okay.
Are you familiar with demons?
Am I?
I don't know.
Would I do?
Make a history check.
Yeah. That was a natural 1 for a 4. Not really. I just heard of them, don't know much about them other than they exist.
Oh, well, I always, no offense, but I always just assumed that...
None taken.
You would know.
And in her, that notebook that she had Carrick get her,
mm-hmm.
She's gonna kinda do a rough sketch.
Okay.
Of what they are, because she likes to draw.
Make a dexterity check for me. finesse in it.
That's a 19.
It looks pretty spot on. You want to see what they look like?
Yeah.
The top dude.
Ah! Okay. Cool.
Another day. I don't know about you. Do you want to keep pushing? Or do you need to take a more substantial...
How does he look?
Tired.
I think we need to stop.
Okay, probably need to find a place that's more, secluded, I think. I don't think I can... I can't really do much.
That's okay.
Other than a tent.
It's okay.
But yeah. So you guys just gonna... There's not much place to hide.
Yeah.
What are they running
for? Serenity.
Nah.
What? Xander knows what he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And Xander has full awareness of what he just did.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to use my cantrip Gust a couple times to, like... Are we on sand? What are we...
It's... You're kind of on that the area, like, when you guys came... Like, the group came through.
Mm-hmm.
It's that borderland between where grassland becomes sand and stone.
Okay.
Because you knew that you would probably a couple of days travel into the stone and sand area last time you guys came through.
Yeah. So there's not really sand dunes yet.
Mm-mm. Not, okay. Not fully.
Okay, cool.
Well, then I will save that for later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll just... Try and find a place to set up camp.
Yeah, he's gonna set up the camp and put up a tent for you and set up a fire and everything.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Just enough just to cook
mm-hmm.
and then just to be like,
yeah,
kick it out.
Yeah, that's fine.
And kind of smother it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty awkward, is to say the least.
It's fine. She doesn't think it's awkward at all. It's like,
cool.
She'll just continue to, like, read.
Are you enjoying it?
To Kill a Manticore.
Are you enjoying it?
A little bit, yeah.
It's something to do.
Yeah. That's good. Don't lose that.
Have you read it?
No, I don't have time to read things.
Okay.
Sucks.
So why?
Why? I don't have time to do things?
No. Why did we have to leave early? Earlier than what we were supposed to.
Something came up.
Okay.
Just kind of goes back to eating. I'm sure we'll be in Empta in about 2 weeks or so. Until I can find possibly a place to, I don't know, teleport us in. Find somebody to do that.
Will it be safe for you in Empta?
I don't think I'll be going to Empta with you.
What will you do?
Probably go south. Sure as hell not going north again, but yeah, probably find some folks down south.
How far north have you been?
Far enough.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. She's like just really interested in
anything to do with outside of Empta right now.
She's like, I want adventure.
I want everything.
But if you'd like to go to bed, I'll keep watch and then I'll wake you up and then you will keep watch. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's better if I watch while it's darker.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. But, okay. Well, then I will retire and you wake me up, if even if it's just a rabbit or something, you think.
Okay.
You don't know.
I understand. It could be running from something.
Correct.
Yes, I understand.
He kind of just, like, looks at you seriously and then goes mm-hmm. into the tent.
Mm-hmm.
So make a perception check for me.
Cool.
Wow. Carrick, are you stopping at any point?
I actually don't need to.
Yikes.
Ah!
Terrifying.
It's a 14.
Okay.
He doesn't need to eat, sleep, or drink.
What the fuck is this man?
Terrifying, that's what.
I made him to be...
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
It was
so,
a 14.
A 14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hear animal sounds over mm-hmm. the course of the evening. You also hear kind of like... a little bit. It doesn't take long to see out in the distance a giant ant kind of scuttling by.
That's so cool. She will draw that too. She's just gonna draw everything that she sees that she thinks is cool and is like, what?
It seems to be pretty docile. It's not coming near you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of nomming on some rock and then piecing.
How large is this large ant?
Huge.
So, like, Victor size?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the size of Victor. It is a big boy.
Big ant.
Big ant. She's like, I want to ride the ant.
I do! I would love to, but she's like...
Are you sure?
No.
She's a child.
She is a child.
I think she would.
Xander told her to be very cautious.
But I feel like... I'm kidding. You do what you do.
I know. She's like... She's at that age where it's like, I really want to, but
man,
there's
fucking
there's more important things to do right now, and it's too important. I can ask for this later. It's fine. No, the real reason why she stopped is because Xander looked like he needed rest. She's like the little adult, like, yeah, I can rest. So you have to rest.
Yeah. Ants. You see a couple more pass through the evening. Over the course of your shift, and you're like... And it's kind of like out in the very, very distance, you kind of watch them go off north more
mm-hmm.
and disappear
mm-hmm.
into the night, but
yeah.
Other than that. Comes, you know, a few hours in,
mm-hmm.
it's Xander's turn to watch.
Yeah,
so
she'll wake him up.
Okay.
I saw 3 large ants.
Did you squish them?
They were bigger than me. They were far enough away where they were just going up. They were going that way. They didn't come anywhere near camp. It's fine.
Okay. Just get some sleep, please.
Okay.
Because... we're not going to stop for a couple more days.
Good.
10. Not terrible.
No.
I'll live with it. So how fast does a horse move?
40 feet, 80 when dashing.
You could probably catch up
mm-hmm.
within the next hour or two. Early morning.
Last thing while they're switching, she wanted to say the exact same thing that Xander said to her when...
God damn it. Fine. Go to sleep. pretty uneventful on his watch. As he, you guys are both, he wakes you up again
mm-hmm.
at the end of his watch. It's still very early in the morning, much earlier than you're used to waking
mm-hmm.
up. Yeah, he basically has packed up a camp and has a couple of just like pieces of jerky for you.
Good. She's fine. She's like, yes, let's do this. It's only day two. This day morning is day three. Yes.
It's camping trip.
Yeah. Her spirit is not broken yet about how bad this is.
It is.
Survival check, my man. And I need a survival check from Herrick, too.
I'm going to reroll that with my magical guidance.
We rolled a 7.
Awesome.
13.
We're going to go straight into the waste.
So, yeah, after a few hours of meandering, you guys have not taken any established paths, kind of avoiding that. You kind of are, like, walking, and it gets a little bit hotter
mm-hmm.
and more sandy underneath your feet. As you guys are like, and you kind of stop forward and then, or kind of keep moving, and Xander stops and he goes, "Did you get us lost?
You're letting the child navigate."
And he kind of like turns around a little bit and he's like, "Shit." And like looks at the sky and he's like, "Well, I was hoping we could just make it to Badir, but I have no idea where we're at."
"It's okay."
"I guess. Just keep moving." "What the hell's north?"
"With that survival check, I don't know either."
I will make a nature check. Oh. Oh, thank God. Okay, so midday. Oh, shit. I think if we keep heading this direction, we'll go further north towards Badir. Yeah, I think if we... Because we've gone west for a while now, so maybe if we start going north, we'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Into the wastelands. Great. Shit. Okay. Yeah, you guys are gonna continue to move forward.
Yep.
Carrick, what was your survival check?
13.
You managed to keep up with the tracks. Probably about 1 o'clock. According to yourself, you see a couple of folks on the horizon.
Cool.
A little wavy from heat waves, but within some semblance of eyeshot.
About how long would it take for me to reach them if I continued at this pace?
Wouldn't the horse have to rest,
though? The horse would probably have to rest, but not like for a night.
Okay.
Yeah. He also could ride it until it dies.
Yeah, I don't care if the horse dies.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
consider the rider.
Asshole.
Probably within an hour and a half.
Okay. Then.
But you are at a comfortable pace where you know that you won't be seen by them.
Cool. I will keep riding.
Okay. I need D6 and percentile.
For me?
Anybody.
Oh.
So you can do halvesies. You both can do it. There's only two of you.
You doing the percentile?
Yeah.
One.
51.
So about early evening, you are still going what you presume to be northwards. And after a while, just kind of trudging on, just keeping up with each other. Mir, you kind of see... Like, if you look out, there's some gusts of sand every once in a while, but you see, like, a figure come up a couple times and walk and then sink back down. And you see a couple more and then sink back down.
They're kind of hazy, like I can't really distinguish what kind of features they have.
A little bit from just the distance in the sand.
Okay.
But,
point that out to Xander. Do you see that?
Yeah, I kind of don't want to find out what it is, but I see it.
Yeah, I would like to avoid it too.
Okay. You kind of squints a little bit and just like, I was going to suggest we stopped again, but not after that.
No, I think we need to keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Ah, fuck. Man, I did not miss this heat. That's for sure. Not at all. I'm sure you like it, since I know Emta likes the you guys live in the heat too, but
yeah. It's familiar. How long has it been since you've been up here?
Probably about a decade. Wow. It'd be more impressive if I was older. It's not. Still feels like yesterday. But how long have you... I thought your mom would keep you under stricter conditions.
I'm sneaky.
That seems to be... You are related to Moonshadow, correct?
Yeah, she's my sister.
Uncanny. She seemed to be pretty close with Longfellow there for a bit.
I don't know. Maybe?
I mean, from my side of things. Carrick, you kind of notice that they've slowed down their pace a bit. Mm-hmm. But they're still moving and talking.
I have the goggles on, so I'm just watching.
I'm sure that... I don't know. I thought I knew Longfellow better than that, but I would say maybe she has a chance to convince him to act otherwise towards her friends, but I'm not so sure about that anymore.
She'll just nod.
Though I'm quite surprised that... like I said, I'm quite surprised that you even got out of the city. I'm surprised that they even let your sister out of the city.
Yeah, it was a big to-do when she left.
Yeah, I'd imagine. You okay?
Yeah. Just...
Aside from the whole... Beaconeer kidnapping thing, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Fine. I miss how things used to be at home. Playing with my siblings. Having food. Back when Papa was healthy.
So it is true. About your father?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I know how difficult that is.
Do you think it's safe for me and Emta?
I mean, I don't see why not. Your mom and your family obviously miss and care about you. Is there a reason why you don't think it might be safe?
Well, we were just with Longfellow and he said that he was friends with them and he tried to attack us as we were leaving.
How about we continue? And if there's any hints or feeling that maybe not the wisest choice, we can skirt around and try to find a better time. to get you home. If that's what you want. Yeah, either way, just getting you somewhere safe is kind of priority one.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Another survival check.
You!
We about to get lost in the wastelands.
That's a natural 20 for a 21.
You realize you are a little off course. Mm-hmm. But if you were to head more west, mm-hmm. You could probably reach Badir by the next... if you're moving at the pace that you guys are moving at,
oh, yeah.
By the next evening.
Okay. We're gonna keep going at this pace. Woo! Unless Xander looks like he's getting rough again.
He's tired, but he's moving.
Okay.
Yeah, so Karaki watches, they kind of change course.
I think I have a good idea of where they're going.
Yeah, you do.
I am going to summon a shadow demon.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop and perform a ritual. It takes about like 10 minutes. To summon a shadow demon, which is under my control. And
until it's not, but...
But for now it is. Mm-hmm. And it will be, unless I break concentration. But I'm going to have it fly towards Badir. Mm-hmm. As fast as a pace as it can. Mm-hmm. And the first person it sees, that isn't those two. The first person that it sees closest to Badir within the hour, or as fast as however it gets there.
Because Badir's still like a day away, just so you know. But there were caravans in the areas outside.
If you can find a caravan heading towards to stop and say and convey the message that the bookkeepers are hunting for the princess.
As a shadow demon?
The shadow demon is the messenger.
Okay. I need it to make a persuasion check or a charisma check. Ah!
For what?
It's a demon trying to convince people that something is coming.
Not even convince. Like, just tell them.
Okay.
But I can roll the charisma.
Please roll the charisma.
19.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Scares the shit out of this person. But basically grabs a person and conveys the message and then just dissipates around him. And he's just like, ah! This poor man.
And then I will continue to pursue.
Okay, yeah. Easy enough. Are you still going to keep your distance?
Yes, I am. I'm waiting for them to go to sleep.
We made a survival check for the...
Yes, because I got the natural 20.
That's right.
And we course-corrected.
Okay. Pushing through the night. I need a d6 in percentile, please.
I'll do d6 this time.
Sure.
2.
27.
I need you to reroll percentile.
39.
Reroll.
69.
Make it lower.
Huh?
Too high.
72.
Okay, I just roll a d4 for me, Jules.
All my d4s went back in the bag.
I get it.
Okay.
1.
You guys kind of come up to an area that where the black rock starts kind of coming through the sands. And you can see more towards the west that where the dunes are kind of starting to form. Where there's a big deposit of the black rock, there is kind of like a cave-like area. And you kind of hear... in the caves.
Okay. That sounds big.
Honestly, I'm going to make a nature check. It kind of stops for a second and listens. It's harmless. Just don't bother them. They... Unless you have gems.
She will just pat down everything and say, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But it's just a Zorn.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Nature check.
She's gonna try and lie and say, yeah! She rolled a 6 on her nature check.
Yeah. They're much bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
It completely just sees through the BS. Much bigger than you, but generally if you leave them alone and don't enter their territory, they won't bother you. They're just kind of like giant muscular things with a mouth on top of their head and an eye, and they just kind of eat rocks.
I am going to try and draw something similar to what he is saying. And show him. Yeah? No?
Close, but there's more arms. It's just like stick arms just attached.
Yep.
you know, yeah.
Okay.
If, you know, under different circumstances, I'd say, let's stop and look, but...
Yeah, this is not an educational trip.
No. But I enjoyed that nonetheless. Okay,
she's gonna say, how do you spell Zorn? And she's...
X-O-R-N.
Okay, and she will write that underneath it. Yes. And make notes as they're walking.
Nice. Okay, so you guys push on.
Mm-hmm.
Carrick, is there anything you're doing? You're just trailing?
Seeing that they're not stopping,
mm-hmm.
I will try to get closer to them. Not so close, but closer.
Okay. I'm gonna say, make a stealth check for me.
Sure.
Fuck.
24.
Xander won't notice.
Do you need me to make one?
Perception?
Yeah. Damn it. It's a 23.
Yeah, neither one of them notice. And you can get significantly closer.
About how close would you say?
60 feet.
Ooh, okay. Is it night or day?
It is nighttime.
Are they like side by side?
Yes.
Xander will walk forward and then go boom.
Uh-oh.
Fucker.
And he just kind of put his hand up and just like... Shit. And he's immediately going to start reaching for...
And do I go forward?
You go forward.
And he does not.
Yeah, I immediately going to reach for my sword.
What's your AC?
Mine?
Yeah.
Is 13.
Okay. You feel... something like metal grasp your wrist, and then your arms go behind your legs, go under you, and you're restrained by the iron bands of Bellaro.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Am I boxed in?
Yeah.
I'm boxed in.
Yeah, wall of force.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't need you. I don't need you messing this up.
Is there anything I can do to get out of those?
You can make a strength check.
It's pretty rough.
The DC is 20.
That's not gonna happen. I have a -1 to strength.
Yeah, you gotta get a natural 20 and you wouldn't even make it then.
Yeah. Get a -1, it'd be a 19. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Fucking do that.
What the hell is going on?
I'm gonna eventually ride up.
So.
Are you son of a bitch?
So I'm like hogtied?
Yeah.
Essentially?
Yes, and you are like, restrained. I'm just going to dismount and kind of just boom, boom, boom on Xander's glass. You certainly ride quick. Well, walk. Run? Yeah. Well, anyways, thank you. This was easier than I thought. A lot easier. Princess, nice to see you doing well. The Lord is most displeased.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just conveying what he told me. We continue on without you.
Like hell you will.
Well, not much you can do about it now, I'm afraid. Anyways, I will be taking her. And you'll be left here. I don't care what you do beyond that, but she's out of your hands now.
From my calculations,
seeing this little shit. And he kind of is mentioning the wall. Hmm. I got about 10 minutes.
You do. But I'll be long gone by then.
Doubt it.
Hmm. Well, actually, I just need to get to Badir. I'm going to pick up the restrained mirror and put her on the horse and tie her to the horse. Get on the horse and start riding towards Badir.
Son of a bitch. I guess I can't fucking do anything.
And after 10 minutes, it goes away.
Okay. Oh, okay. Immediately. let me double check. Concentration. Okay. Concentration for 10 minutes. Give me a pencil, please. Immediately. As soon as he starts to see the magic waver, he's going to just, like, bring out the sword. He's already, like, crackling with energy. He's pissed. As soon as it comes down, casts Expeditious Retreat on himself.
Very nice. Will they give him 10 more movement? 10 more feet?
So he can move 160 feet in a turn.
Fuck yeah.
Jump.
Yes! So as we're... Is my mouth free? Can I talk?
She can speak.
So I think you can speak.
I'm gonna cast Dissonant Whispers. I'm gonna make a wisdom saving throw.
What level spell is that? It's a cantrip?
No, it is a first level spell that I will be upcasting it to third level.
You do not. I cancel it.
Uh-oh. So you go...
So you kind of like Dissonant Whispers and... I just sort of look back at you and it just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try it, princess. Let these last hours of yours be elegant.
They would be more so if I weren't fucking tied up.
Yes, well, we all have to make sacrifices.
She's gonna keep casting Dissonant Whispers as long as she can. She's gonna cast it on the horse.
Not happening.
Still gonna keep going. So that's she's got 7, 8, 9 spell slash. She's just gonna waste all because she's pissed. She's upset.
So about 10 minutes. How far can you ride in 10 minutes?
So I can move 80 feet
in a round.
So for 10 minutes,
a couple miles.
It's a pretty
hefty amount.
Good chunk. And how far away from Badir?
You would be getting there before end of the evening, but okay. It'd probably be about midnight.
Okay.
So 8,000 feet.
Okay. Yeah, definitely like a mile and a half.
Yeah, so it won't take too terribly long.
Before we get to Badir, I am going to... Like, once I can see Badir... And we're at the outskirts of Badir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to alter self to make myself look like Lachran.
Okay.
And alter my voice as well.
Okay.
Okay.
He looks a spitting image of Lachran.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes and everything.
Yeah.
Make a perception check, Mir. And, Carrick, if you would like.
I would love to. Natural 20, 25.
19.
So you both see him. Fucking just...
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I was going to say, you're so screwed.
So running up.
Shit.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. Oh, shit.
Me?
Yeah. I'm double checking.
What's the range?
Oh, wait, yeah, how far is he? I might be too far, still.
How far till we get to the city gates of the deer?
Probably about 300 feet or so. You're in the caravan area, like the dune pit area. Where there are caravans.
300 feet? Fireball.
On him?
On the walls.
There's no walls, remember?
Oh, all right, it's like a fucking... Crater,
right.
On the caravan.
On the caravan?
Just 300 feet away. Oh, you know what? You could be on him. Why not?
Okay, so you're going behind?
I'll just 300 feet. Or as far away as he is.
Okay, dexterity saving throw and evasion if needed. Evasion used. So he's going to succeed to see it coming, like, and roll to the side and just go.
Cool. So he takes no damage.
No, he does not take any damage and just across.
Big fireball.
He's like.
I'm going to keep riding.
Okay, he's going to try to get his. It's basically going to. So how far? You can go 80 feet?
Yeah.
I can catch up now.
Expeditious retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get to about here.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
With you doing the math, then it's probably going to be about there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll still be 80 feet ahead.
Okay, do we want to roll for initiative?
I effectively can't do anything.
Okay, well then, how about this? We'll just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Who's got the higher dex? You.
Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, you have the higher dex.
I'm going to keep breakneck speeding it.
Okay. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
16. Is he making a spell?
Yes.
Counterspell.
Son of a bitch! Yeah, that's how it works.
Yep.
Can I have that?
Yeah.
And it cancels because it's
It just, does.
It's a 3. Damn. Oh well. Okay, seeing that just aggravates him more.
Yeah.
Let's see how close are we. Thor jump. Bam! Right next to you, Carrick. He is right in range. And as he lands, he is going to stab the horse.
Okay.
Two attacks on the horse. A 14 and a 21 hit.
Those will probably, I don't have horse stats, but those will probably, I think those will hit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll hit. Okay, so let me roll 2d10. So we have a 10 and a 2. So a 10. Okay, so the horse needs to make an intelligence saving throw.
Get the horse stats.
I've got a war horse.
I don't know if it's a war horse or a riding horse.
Oh, it's 11.
It's going to hit either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
An intelligence saving throw.
Yes.
5.
Take
oh,
eight,
wait, hold on. 3.
18 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
And then subtract 3 from the next saving throw.
Awesome.
For that horse. And then the second attack, I need a dexterity saving throw.
15.
Still fails. Take 5 points.
It's dead.
Lightning. So we just go.
Yeah,
you guys get thrown. You are still attached to the horse.
Yeah, I'm gonna be underneath it.
Yeah, but yeah, the horse collapses under Carrick and just it throws him into the sand, and you just see very much just the lightning is very much strong with this one.
Upon seeing that, we're gonna drop the disguise.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have protection from energy up. Protection from lightning.
There you go.
Well done getting here. But you do realize you make any progress towards me and she just dies right here.
Why?
Because unlike you, I follow orders.
And he is going to move forward.
And I'm going to put my hand out above the collapsed horse where Mirror is.
Stop.
Not my choice.
What is he having you do?
What needs to be done?
It's not an answer.
No, it is technically.
His poor one, so get to the chase.
What makes you think you're deserving of an answer, traitor?
We both know that you're just the traitor here.
I'm the traitor? How's that the case?
You have no morals.
And that makes me a traitor. A traitor to whom?
Greater good?
The greater good. I am the greater good. The entire world has an order to it. And I am at the center.
Kind of got a complex there, buddy.
That's fine. If you think so.
So how's this go? We're kind of at a standoff.
Indeed. Either way, I think I win.
So let me guess. He wants to get rid of her now.
She has other uses that do not require living. She's more of a figure, a martyr, killed by the feral savages.
All right, Lord Farsimony, how does this go?
Well,
since it all revolves around you.
Either I bring her into town as she is, and have her executed under order of the bookkeepers, or she dies in a fire explosion here, possibly with you. We might fight, and I bring her burnt corpse there anyway.
I kind of look over to Mir.
I prefer a public execution.
A death with dignity.
He kind of just steps back a little bit and kind of lowers his sword from you. I'm joining you.
By all means.
Get going.
Well, I certainly can't without a horse.
You certainly can. Pick her up and walk.
Fine. I'll just sort of just grab...
What's your strength?
I'll lightning lure. I'll keep a lightning lure up.
Just be the...
And just kind of like... Whoosh, like a, almost like a lightning leash. And just drag her through the rock and sand. Getting her there.
If you take these off me, you can put that around my neck.
I don't need it around your neck. I need you to not move.
You kind of seeing this, Xander's gonna kind of go towards to like pick it, her up.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, she he does
he
not.
He can't unlock it.
So he's just gonna basically carry her now, I guess. Look at that, he got what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. And we're making our way into Badir.
Mm-hmm.
I am putting the locker in disguise back on.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm dropping lightning lure, though.
Okay.
So are we in Badir?
Yeah. You make it into Badir.
Cool.
There's some people are like, what the fuck is going on? Can't get a fucking week.
I want to get as close to the center as we can.
Oh, to the magma pit?
No, well, maybe not like down into the magma pit, but like along that railing.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Yeah.
It's very easy
to get
there.
It's a big crater.
Yeah. Coming down that steep decline into the city.
Yeah.
Of black rocks. You guys can see the Obsidian Palace.
Do we see... What kind of people do we see as we're walking through?
Some Yawn-Ti. Not a ton. At first you guys are kind of like, yeah. There is quite a few Dragonborn.
Mm-hmm.
But just a lot of different races.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not as much Yawn-Ti as
before. Yeah.
And actually quite a big handful of Tabaxi. Especially towards the southern part of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So Xander kind of like pulls you up closer in this ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just like,
I would like to say stuff in Abyssal to the Tabaxi.
Go ahead, I'll be the only one that doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm, that's fine. Do they look like they have armor on? Like the
Empton armor?
Yes.
Yeah. Some do.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are scouts,
mm-hmm.
It looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But they do bear the Empton crest of the sword in black.
Yeah. I was saying, He's wearing a disguise. This is not what he really looks like. The one carrying me is nice.
Make persuasion checks.
Yes! Yo, listen! Hey, listen! I'm being affected, damn it!
Help! Help me, please! Oh, that's a 9. Did you say persuasion checks or just one?
Persuasion check.
Okay, that's fine. It was a 9.
They kind of get some looks, but nobody recognizes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Xander's just kind of like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
I am creating another wall of force over the crater.
Over the magma?
To walk on.
Yikes, okay.
And I'm going to step, I just kind of like lay it out, and then as Lochran, actually no, I can't do the wall of force. Never mind, nope, can't do it. Ixnay that. That's fine, I'll stand where I am then. And cast Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
On myself. And just kind of... People of... Bedir.
Are you just doing your voice?
I'm trying to do Lockhart's voice.
Ah.
I represent a very strong faction in this war. You've seen me before, and I come to you now with a message. We are no longer idle. The bookkeepers do not stand with Empta. We begin open war. And here, and I'm going to extend my hand to Xander to give the binds to give me mirror.
He does not.
I would like to say, as he is making this speech, because I don't want to do it while he's making the speech, mm-hmm. I am protesting and yelling and screaming and saying, no, he's fucking lying. Don't listen to him. But that's underscoring what he's saying.
This child was captured by us, the princess of Empta.
That you get some tabaxi head turns.
And in the name of the bookkeepers and in the name of justice, she will be killed here. By me. And at this point, I would like to cast a 5th level fireball centered on Xander and myself. I'm going to twin spell it. 2 fireballs, 5th level. Okay. I choose for Xander to fail.
Okay.
And for her to fail. I choose to succeed.
Okay.
Because of my... Yeah. So 20d6.
If you roll all ones, I'll stick you up.
I might not have enough d6s.
I've got 2. I will be right back, though.
Please roll all ones. Statistic and probability, but it still could happen.
Yeah.
You're telling me there's a chance.
16, 17. I think I only have 17.
That's okay. You can
re-roll. Yeah, I'll re-roll some of those. I'm very sorry. I was told to do this.
It's okay.
I was told to.
Okay. Kerrick is just gonna have the wrath of the whole fucking world coming down on him now.
Oh my.
Well, I'm down. I'm making death saves.
Yeah.
You gonna die?
Well, it's one spell, so I'm down making death saves.
Oh, aren't you?
No!
It's 2.
Yeah. Because I might be flat out dead.
Ready?
He can throw me away.
That's what he's going to attempt to do, is to throw her. I'll make a...
athletics check.
Throw her where?
Away from the blast.
I mean, it's centered on her and him, so it's 30 feet, so it's going to be a huge fucking...
He can toss, though. Mm. He's a strong boy. It is the only thing he can do, and he's panicking. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hard DC, though. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. He's strong. He's strong boy. He got this. Get that natural 20.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be...
Al, come in clutch. Get it.
Oh, come on, Pike.
You just throw me into the lava pit. It's fine.
He does throw you backwards, away, but you're still going to be in the blast radius. What's the damage, Jules?
71 fire damage.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm... Are you outright dead?
She's outright killed.
Because it's double my HP.
Damn.
Well, this is upsetting, folks.
It's okay.
No.
We're in the land of fire. Fine.
Okay, so... like, all of the fireball goes off, mm-hmm. and you just... standing there?
As Lockrin.
Yeah, just letting it happen.
Using spells that they've seen Lockrin cast.
Mm-hmm. And Xander just gets blasted the fuck back as Mirror dies, bound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just in the middle of the square, like, the area.
I'm sure the fucking street got blown to bits, too.
Oh, yeah, there's bystanders that died, too.
And just with the thaumaturgy still up, I was just gonna say, this is a message to the king and queen of Empta. The bookkeepers are coming for you, and we will kill you. Starting with your children.
People are just kind of like, are you just standing there?
I will now start leaving the city.
Okay, well...
And I assume they'll let me do it freely.
No. Hearing the tabaxi, hearing...
Oh, what they've got to complain about.
Hearing that and then realizing, like, wait, hold up. You are going to be swarmed. And then also by guards for Badir.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for that onslaught. Yeah, you are going to get swarmed by people.
I'm going to let them, like, are they just, like, dogpiling me? Are they just, like... a huge crowd coming
yes.
in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's several feet deep.
I'm gonna misty step.
There it is.
Here it is. Just the crowd. I'll let them, like, kind of like, oh, like, get them in.
Okay. So are you still... So you've kind of, like, moved this way?
Yeah, towards the exit of the city.
Okay. Seeing this, seeing near, Xander's gonna, like, blast and singed up, just kind of undo the pack and just run at you.
Bring it on!
Bring it on!
Well, I'm just gonna start running. He's faster than me.
He is. And he's running perpendicular towards the pit.
Well, seeing as I test that, I'm out of fifth level spots.
He is going, I need you to make... What, are you going to do something?
I was going to do something.
Okay.
I need to look up what the save is, what type of save it is. But...
Well, he's going to try to tackle you, so...
Tackle me?
Yes.
Kind of weirdo tackles.
One that just kills a child in a public square?
It would have to be wisdom save.
Okay.
Get it, boy. You wise. Beyond your years.
Maybe I am. 22.
Yeah, he's got it.
Okay, yeah, so he is... I need you to make a strength check.
Oh, I'm good at that. Yeah, I'm real good. Really good at that. 16.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are going over.
Into the lava?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You and me... Okay, all right. You and me, bro. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, he immediately will just tackle you... over the edge into the towards the magma pit. And you guys begin your fall.
Okay.
Everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? And then so you can kind of fading here that he's like, this is the princess. You know, you accomplished what you needed to do. But
as we're falling, I'm going to Misty Step again.
Mm-hmm.
So out of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning Lure.
Okay.
Attached to one of the rails.
Okay. You watch as he, you kind of like, yeah, bye. You watch as, like, he has a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
On his arm.
Mm-hmm.
That glows.
Mm-hmm.
And glows very brightly for a second and then fades. And then when you kind of are like, hey, you see he is on your lightning lure.
Oh, he's just hanging out on it?
No, he's on the wall as he casts Far Step.
Oh, okay. So he's hanging on to the lightning lure as well?
No, he's standing on the wall.
Oh.
He's ahead of you now.
Okay. Interesting.
I love this man so much.
And he's going to make an attack on you.
Okay. Let's see it.
Bring it on, old man! okay, two attacks. Uh, 21 and a natural 18.
Those both hit.
Okay.
I need you to make a dexterity and a con saving throw.
Are these effects?
Yes. Effects.
Dexterity is a 19.
That's a fail.
Constitution is a 17.
Okay, so you'll take 14 points of lightning damage and are stunned.
And 11 points of acid damage as anything metal on you begins to corrode.
Let me... the disguise self, or the alter self, is gone.
Not everybody can see you as a liar that you are, and a murderer that you are.
I don't need everyone to see it. I just need some. And you've played your part beautifully. And it is... At this point, is he close to me? He made attack on me if he's very close.
Yeah, he's very close to you. But you are stunned till your next turn.
True, I am, so I can't do anything. I can't do anything, so he gets something. He didn't roll initiative, so he can do probably something else.
He's going to take a couple deep breaths and then kind of like look over and see the crowd that weapons are pointed at him as well.
Yeah.
You're in Badir. Take her to the queen. I'm sure she can be okay that way. And the crowd's just like, the fuck is going on? Like, huh? And his Far Step's still on, so he is going to keep stepping, gonna peer behind Mir, pick her up, and people are like, ah! And he starts zipping out of town. No, he's gotta find an alternate way. Well, no, yeah, he will go towards the Obsidian Palace. Leaving Carrick hanging.
That's fine. Yeah, then I'm just going to get myself not hanging anymore.
Okay, you just like, and people are immediately like, you're coming with us.
Yeah. Submit. Yeah, I'll submit.
Okay, guards coming get you.
I don't look like a Huckard.
Yeah, no. They've watched it unfold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some Dragonborn guards slap manacles on you and pull you over and arrest you.
Cool.
But yeah, you are being taken towards the jail. Xander is going to move as fast as he can towards, I guess, the Obsidian Palace. He's gonna get, like, it's like every time somebody tries to stop him, he's just gonna try to do his very best to avoid or move. He can keep the Far Step up for a minute, so it's only been a couple, like, handful of seconds. So he can get pretty far into town before getting to the gates, or the castle, or the palace. Then it gets get a little bit trickier. So, I have a series of rolls here, folks.
Yum.
Okay. His first, he just manages to deck the dude to get out of the way. He's a guard. Man's on a mission.
Get it, boy.
Okay. Still with, man. I had to check that one. Because that last one was really close, but. Okay, so just pushing through. He gets kind of cut up, so he's going to take some more damage. He's going to take some more damage as he cuts through, but eventually he will make it to the Mosaic Courtyard. Just kind of come into the throne room. Do you want me to narrate all this?
I would love
to go for it.
Just want to make sure, because I don't want to be like...
Yeah. No, I'm sure that our listeners would love to hear what happens.
Yeah. He just basically just kind of collapses. And frankly is beside himself, is a mess. However, is the only room that can hold the freaking queen in her full form. And who has been stirred by explosions in her city. Immediately just is like, and the wings just kind of like puff up like an angry bird, kind of, just like looking down at him. And what do you have the gall to enter my court, such as this hour, causing destruction? And he just kind of is like, I failed and a child died. Please make it right. Because I know you can do it. And she kind of just like is a little taken aback by the forwardness. But sniffs heavily a couple of times. And just like kind of her eyes like dilate for a second and think before her wings kind of come down and fold. And kind of like how like a cat will get up really close to something. She's going to inch forward quite a bit and sniff over Mir's dead body. Then kind of just take a single claw and just through the bands. Mm. But she basically just takes her claws and just breaks the bands. And she kind of just very gently just turns the young tabaxi over, just very dead. And just very, and Xander's very much like now, like, I'm going to back up. I don't think I've ever seen you cry before. What? Will this make things better? If I can heal her? Yes, I would assume so, of an innocent life not being taken. No, will it make it better between us? And he kind of like looks for a second. Kind of have to make a...
I fucking forgot about this!
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm in a different form now, yes. But we go back, Xander. Very back. They kind of like meet each other's gaze for a moment. He goes... Didn't Juniper? And she just kind of laughs a little bit. Yes, in a way, yes. That was the trapped form of myself. But is this Atria now? Again. I'd say you look good. Definitely look different, but this is not the time and place for that. Indeed, it isn't. Yes, it is not the time nor place. But... And you can kind of hear guards coming into this area, and they're like, whoa! And it's like, she kind of puffs up again, just, leave! And they're like, yes, queen. And like, ooh. I don't know how much I can do, but I will try. She is going to bend down and basically just blow across Mir's body. And you watch as the ash kind of comes off her fur and just drifts off. And she looks more normal again. You need to do it. She kind of looks to Xander and he's like, I don't have the capabilities for that. You do. Like myself, you were taken from your path. But hopefully you can find it again now that you know that you don't owe him anything. So do it. And he just kind of like shifts forward just a little bit. And just very gently just kind of puts his hands on Mir's sternum. First, he's going to pop off his entire lay on hands. Because that's... No, think harder. He's not here anymore. You can be yourself again. Think for a moment. Make a wisdom saving throw. He kind of puts his hands back and just closes his eyes and just for a moment. And she says, just think about your times when you were in the wastes. The person you were before he found you and changed you. Just like before he found me and changed me. What were you before all of the beacon years, Xander? It's not clean, right? Just don't focus. Just let it go. And he just kind of pushes, and he kind of gets this flood of memories. Mostly of him going through the wastes alone when he was a teenager. And being lost and scared. And unsure of who he was. Just knowing that he was something once before, but he just has no memory. And just being empty out in the wastelands and, again, lost. Until Longfellow found him. There's things said. And he followed willingly out of the wastes. In the memory, there's a... As they walk away, a sand skipper that crests over dunes in the distance with a sail open. And the wind shifts. And there's a yell in Draconic. With a golden dragonborn. And Clean just kind of thinks hard for a second and then just lets go. And he's like, I don't know what that even did. It doesn't even work. And sad. Thank you for letting me relive a memory like that. And she goes, look, you are alive, unconscious, but at 1 HP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bring her to a bed. And rest. Get yourselves back on your feet and then continue on your journey. It doesn't end here. And he just kind of sits there for a moment. He says, thank you. Don't thank me, you did it yourself. But now that it's over, I have to see to what the hell that explosion was. But make yourselves at home. My handmaid will take care of you. And she just climbs out of her palace and into the night sky, leaving Mir in Xander's arms. And that's where we'll end Chaperone.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to give us a follow on all of your favorite social media platforms, at Ghostlight Dice. Support us on Patreon. And a special thanks to John Claudie for our theme song, Wide Open Chaparral.